Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Crossroad Blues. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome, listeners, to Wikipedia, where we unearth the fascinating stories behind the articles. Today, we're diving into the soul-stirring depths of a legendary blues song, Crossroad Blues, by the incomparable Robert Johnson. This track is more than just a piece of music. It's a cultural cornerstone that has influenced countless artists and sparked a mythos all its own. Imagine, if you will, a dusty crossroads in the Mississippi Delta. The twilight hour when day gives way to night. It's here that our tale unfolds, a tale steeped in mystery, melody, and a deal with the devil. Crossroad Blues is believed to be a recounting of Robert Johnson's infamous pact with Satan, a story that has cemented the song into the annals of music history. But who was Robert Johnson, and why does this song resonate so profoundly with listeners, even after all these years? Born in 1911, Johnson was a master of the Delta blues style, despite his tragically short career. His life was shrouded in obscurity, and by the age of 27, his story was cut abruptly short under shadowy circumstances. But in that time, he laid down tracks that would shape the future of music, and Crossroad Blues was a standout among them. Now let's set the scene. It's 1936, and Johnson is in a makeshift recording studio in a Texas hotel room. The raw emotion in his voice cuts through the air as he lays down the track that will become one of his most famous songs. But why is Crossroad Blues so monumental? Perhaps it's the potent symbolism, the intense emotion, or the haunting lyrics that speak of desperation and the human condition. Listeners, have you ever found yourself at a metaphorical crossroads, faced with a choice that seemed to hold the weight of your world? It's this universal experience that Johnson taps into. But he takes it one step further, intertwining his narrative with the American folklore tradition, conjuring a tale of making a dark bargain for exceptional skills. The song itself has been covered and reinterpreted by a myriad of artists, from Eric Clapton to Steve Vai, each bringing their own perspective to the haunting melody and evocative lyrics. And while the tune remains the same, the story of Robert Johnson at the crossroads has grown into a legend of its own, a legend that says Johnson exchanged his soul for his extraordinary musical talent. Now you've got to wonder, why does this idea captivate us so? Is it the allure of a forbidden power, the age-old battle between good and evil, or a deeper reflection of our own life choices? I'm curious, dear listeners, what's your take on this legend? Have you ever felt tempted by a deal with the devil in your own life, metaphorically speaking? Of course, it's essential to look beyond the myth and recognize the impact that Crossroad Blues has had on music and culture. It's considered one of the most important blues songs ever recorded, and Johnson's work has been cited as a key influence by innumerable musicians across genres. It's a testament to the power of storytelling in music and its ability to cross boundaries and eras. Now, let's consider the song's place within the blues genre. The Delta blues sound is characterized by its raw, emotional depth. It's music that speaks of pain and hardship, but also of the resilience and creativity of the human spirit. When we listen to Crossroad Blues, we're not just hearing notes and words. We're tapping into a wellspring of human experience. And isn't that what makes music so special? The song's title, Crossroad Blues, is laden with significance. Crossroads serve as a powerful metaphor in many cultures, symbolizing a point of decision, transformation, or change. This notion is deeply rooted in African American folklore, where crossroads are a place of supernatural happenings and potent energies. It's no coincidence, then, that the crossroads became the backdrop for Johnson's most enduring myth. Metaphor aside, the crossroads are also a literal place of convergence, where one might hitch a ride, be it to a new town, a new life, or away from the blues that haunt them. Perhaps Johnson's crossroads were not just a choice between musical mastery and his soul, but a reflection of the many paths his life had taken. Beyond the song, Robert Johnson's life story is a piece of American history. the tale of a Black artist making his mark in a time of profound racial and social upheaval. His music laid the groundwork for future generations and became a critical part of the American narrative. So as we reflect on Crossroad Blues, we see not just a song, but a cultural artifact, intertwining personal struggle, mythology, and the universal human journey. Before we part ways for today, I want to leave you with a lingering thought. What modern myths are we creating in our music today, and how will they be viewed by generations to come? It's an intriguing idea, isn't it? Listeners, if you're intrigued by the mystique of Robert Johnson and Crossroad Blues, I encourage you to dive into the article on Wikipedia and explore the legend for yourself. Consider the crossroads in your own life and the paths you've chosen, or the ones you stand before now. Maybe, just maybe, you'll find a bit of the bluesman's spirit in your own story. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. Until our next deep dive, keep contemplating the crossroads, and may your decisions lead you to your own legendary tales. Goodbye for now.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Crossroad Blues. Thanks for listening. See you next time.